Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. It's that time again. It's the Breaking It Down podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. It's almost like a car chase around here, so catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay this red carpet down, I put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, this is a special interview. When I got her into Philadelphia with us last week, Marilyn Morales, just the story just was had to be told, not only in one city, but in L.A., and she'll be going across the board here in Pittsburgh next month, I believe. But, boy almighty, I am so blessed to have her on this podcast. First of all, Marilyn, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on. Doing well this morning. And anyone can get a hold of me through Facebook as Marilyn Morales and through my email, MarilynMorales3817@gmail.com.
Get that out.
Let me say my website. It's izzyslegacy.com. That is the one number one way to get a hold of me.
Yeah, let's talk about Izzy's legacy here. I know you lost your daughter, and give us a broad description of this, and as we get into it, why you've pushed this thing, and we got a book coming out in January, and man, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, thank you. So I just want to start off with saying thank you so much, because this is actually the weekend that I lost my daughter. So these days, the date of her passing when she earned her wings was October 16th, which is this Sunday. So this is a very special time. I like to honor her life versus think about her passing. And this is one of the ways that I do that. So the book that's coming out in January is titled When the Answer is No, Finding Purpose Through Pain. And that is, that details the feeling that I've had that, you know, sometimes we hope and we pray for positive outcomes to negative situations, just like when my daughter's illness, when she was going through her rare leukemia and her challenge and her transplant and the treatment, you know, we were praying that she would be saved, praying for, you know, her health. And when she passed, it felt like the universe gave us a no, we're not worthy, not worth it. You know, and it happens a lot to a lot of people. I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. You know, when things happen and you don't get the outcome, you think that you're just getting a no and that you're not worth it. But in actuality, purpose comes through that pain. And we find purpose through her journey, my pain, and this is why the book was written. So I am bringing attention to the need for Hispanic, Black, and mixed ethnicity individuals in the National Bone Marrow Registry. So because of her rare leukemia, she needed a bone marrow transplant. And nobody in the family was a match for her. So in order for you to get a transplant, your best chance is going to be somebody within your immediate family. And I had two other children at the time, my husband and myself, and we were all only a half match, which wasn't good enough to give the transplant. So we had to search outside for an unrelated donor within this national registry. And one of the first things that we were told was that that was going to be difficult because there was not a lot, and this was in 2007 when this was happening, that there was not a big presence of Hispanics, which is what I am, in that national registry. So I was encouraged to get on the media, get into newspapers, go on television, start having drives so that we could find her match. You know, fortunately, we did. We did find her match, which was the good news. But within that journey, we found out just because I had saved all the results of our labs that, you know, when I looked for myself, when I entered the information into the registry, because at that time you could do that with your computer, I found that right. I had no matches out there and the other family didn't have matches out there. So it now became a mission for us to be able to share that information.
Now, when you look at it, you know, it's amazing that, you know, when you lose somebody, you can either circle the wagons and become secluded, or you can get out there and have the mentality like, I'm going to get this out there and push this to the forefront so people can understand what this whole thing is about. When this first happened, what was the trail you took on this? Was it just kind of, you know, mourning for a while and then moving on? Because you've done tremendous with this thing, I mean, in more ways than one.
Yeah, so no, this I was actually going through a lot of grief, right? I had been a public health nurse in New York City back in 2001 when the World Trade Center was hit. That was my first experience with PTSD. This then happened 7 years later when my daughter is now diagnosed and ill, and where I thought I was turning the corner on that kind of illness, I will call it what it is, PTSD, I now was thrown right back into that. You know, and PTSD is something, a grief or trauma that you undergo and you suffer from symptoms. So you get flashbacks and you get all kinds of things happening to you. You question, and I was a nurse, right? I am a nurse. I am. And I felt like I was a nurse who could not save my own child, you know, where I had an inside track to medicine and I still could do nothing for her, right? So that grief journey was difficult, you know, and even though I still wanted to honor her, by continuing with this mission, it was hard. It was difficult. And I would do things like volunteer for Be the Match, talk to people, bring attention to it, but it was all small scale. And it wasn't until this year where my daughter, who is now 24 years old, who was 10 years old at the time when this happened, she now works for Be the Match. She now works for the organization that helps you find that match. And she shared with me how it is still difficult for this particular demographic to find their match within that registry. And that's when I said, you know what, I got to take this a notch up. I got to do something different, because if I keep doing the same thing, nothing's going to change. So I've got to be that agent of change.
Yeah, and not only that, I look at it too, that if you're true to yourself, if you believe in yourself, anything's possible today. You know, you surround yourself with great people, but the book, man, I just love your title, When the Answer is No. And it can mean anything as far as what's going on in today's society or regardless. But I just like the title because it just feels like sometimes you got to look inside yourself before you get out there and connect with people. Tell us a little about this book, because I think it's extraordinary in more ways than one.
Yeah, so the book in itself is talking about my journey to healing, right? So it is the story of 9/11 told, how I suffered from that, how I helped to heal myself from that, because I had to make a decision. I could be bitter or better. I chose better because I needed to move forward for my family and those around me. So that healing had to take place, and that's why I became a holistic nurse. I had to find ways outside of traditional medicine to help heal not just my body, but my soul. So that journey is what is part of the book. Then I take you into what happens with my daughter and how I turned that pain into a mission, into a purpose, and I found the strength within, which is what happens sometimes when that answer is no, is that we don't find the strength. We don't have it. And if we're going to honor our situations, because it's not just about death and grief, right? It could be anything.
Right.
Look what we just went through in the last 2 years. And I think all of us have felt that on a global level. I felt it on a personal level, but this is global. We've all felt it in one area of our life or other, whether we lost someone, whether we went through COVID ourselves and saw our own mortality, or the changes in our life where we now know that tomorrow our life could change in an instant. And what does that mean for me? And that's
well,
what
you know, and I always said, knowing you, you're a driven individual. I mean, 30 years being a nurse with the experience in the healthcare field, you know, writing this book. Is there anything out there that you want to accomplish now off that bucket list that you do? You know, you see yourself, because I think it's such an inspiration. And let's face it, this is a temporary world down here. The real one's up there. So you'll get to see Izzy again. But is there anything while you're down here that you just want to just be able to, you know, look up and say, hey, Izzy, this is for you?
Everything that I do from this year forward is about Izzy and my mom. I lost my mom in 2020 right as the pandemic was starting to a severe stroke. And she was 78 years old. She was young, vibrant, and she always encouraged me to pull this mission forward, my healing. Teach people how to heal, you know. Teach them that they have the strength within, that everything that they need is inside of themselves. You did it. Show people that they can do it too. And I always said to her, it's not my time. And I ended up having to lose her to find me, to say, you know what, Mom, you're right. You're right. I have to now move forward without you, without Izzy, but there's a whole bunch of people down here, and while we're here, we need to learn that everything that we need is within us. And if we're willing to do the work, we can make it forward. We can move forward. So my mission from here on in until it's my last breath is to show people, to help people. So by speaking, you know, through the book, through people like you who invite me on their shows so that I could share this same message that, you know, it's within you. You can do this. You can do it.
Well, it's not only an important message. It's a message that we're looking at society today. Suicide rates are up. I know I've lost some friends this year to that. I don't know if it's just giving up, but, you know, I just look at it like you're given an opportunity, cashing the opportunity, and just get out there and make yourself known as far as a presence. And I think that's very, very important. I know, you know, people look at goals in life. I think it's all about the journey. And I think there's times where it's all peaks and valleys. There's probably days where you just, like, you know, just say, hey, listen, I just want to relax today. I don't want to be bothered. I want to lay in bed. And then you just, you know, the light goes on to say, hey, listen, I got to get another brick off that house to make my name out there. Any thought to that?
Right. Absolutely. I was just struggling with that this morning. Funny you say that, okay? This morning I was like, oh, my God, I just want to just rest. I just want to take, you know, I've taken on this huge thing, especially because, like I shared, this weekend is difficult for me. You know, the pictures come back. You know, I remember all of that, and then I have to remember why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I'm honoring your life. I don't want to honor the way that you passed. I want to honor the year that you were with me. She passed away when she was 19 old. She was 7 months old when she was diagnosed. And in that 1 year, I felt I learned so many life lessons that sometimes people who live to 90 in 90 years don't even get to experience. I saw, I felt, I experienced so much, you know, and I was like, that one year of life that we spent just battling this disease, and I will tell you that she passed not because of her transplant. She was, you know, it was found she had no cancer when she passed. It was unfortunate her immune system was compromised. So she fell because she got a secondary infection, and that, unfortunately, her little body couldn't fight. But, you know, she won that first battle, and she continues to fight them through me, you know, through me bringing her. People get to know her and her journey because of me, and that's why I will continue to talk about her.
And not only that, when you lose somebody, right away the thing goes, well, I got to get another one in the fit that, whether it's another pregnancy to keep it going, adoption or something, just to fill that need, knowing that you lost a loved one. Any thought to ever doing that? I mean, to go that route as far as bringing another one into this world?
Well, listen, not right now. I am 53 years old.
I'll tell you one thing. You're never old to do it. I mean, I've seen some of these guys set records across the board here, but
I hear you. But I will.
It's just amazing. I mean, because that's the first thing. I remember my sister, as we wrap up this show, had two miscarriages, and she said, "You know what? If I'm gonna go through this, I'm gonna get another one in here somehow." And whether it's that way or adoption, so you always kind of think outside the realm too, knowing, you know, the big one is blessing us every day.
Listen, I will tell you that I did have a baby after Isabella. So I lost her in 2008, and I welcomed my son Lorenzo, who is my youngest, in 2011. He is now 11 years old. So, yeah, he has been a 100% joy in our family. I didn't want other children after that. You know, I was afraid to.
Right.
But he came. He's here, and his totally has transformed our lives.
Well,
so,
that's
yeah,
a blessing.
I did it.
Get a glove in that kid's hands and send him out to the West Coast and let him play for the Padres.
He's a Mets fan. He's a Mets fan.
I know. You know I love you, and we go back and forth with those two teams, and, you know, it was a heck of a series. But you know what, Marilyn? I think the world of you, and I want to get you across the realm of this network. And I know when Dr. Greg Roscoe has you on that show, that's going to be unbelievable too. And Marianne, you're like down the street from her. Let everybody know about the book again, when it's released, and how they can buy it. And, man, oh, man, what an interview here.
So, yeah, absolutely. The book comes out January 7th, 2023. It will be available on Amazon at that time. But right now you can pre-order a copy through my website, and it will come to you personally signed by me. So, you know, I encourage everybody to visit my website, and that is izzyslegacy.com, Izzyslegacy.com. There you can pre-order your autographed book. You can read about me and my mission. You can contact me. And more importantly, you can join the registry right from my website. So you can apply right there. The kit, it's a simple swab of the inside of your cheek. It's easier than brushing your teeth. You can go ahead and they will send you a kit to your home. You don't have to go anywhere. You do the swab, you send it back in, and you've just potentially saved a life.
Well, we never know who we're going to touch. I'm going to push this all over social media, and I'll send you the show right after. I appreciate this. Prayers and thoughts this weekend. I know how tough it is, but there's an angel up above looking down at you, saying, Mom, keep it going. For Marilyn Morales out there in Brooklyn, New York, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, thanks for taking time to listen to this great show. Catch it all over the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all over as we get this message out and get that book January 7th. Till then, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for tuning in.